This is the Randy Wilburn Show, episode number 4. Hey folks, it's Randy Wilburn. It's episode number 4 of the Randy Wilburn Show. I know I've been a few days behind, and I really apologize about that. There's been so much going on in my life lately that it's been kind of hard to focus on just one thing. And as I may have mentioned before, I'm trying to juggle a number of different projects as well as jobs. And so I do appreciate you bearing with me as I work through this. And as I also come up with an ideal schedule to get the podcast out on a regular basis, preferably every week, if not maybe once or twice a week, each week consistently. Right now, I'm currently behind by 1 week, and so I need to catch up and I need to get on point. So I'm actually going to be recording a couple of episodes over the next few days so that I'll have them in the queue. And they'll be ready to go. And in the meantime, I just I'm working on a number of things to make this podcast the best podcast that it can be. As I listen to my peers in the industry that are doing podcasts, I recognize that there's no such thing as the perfect podcast. Each individual is endeavoring to do the best that they can to get the information out that they want to share with their listening audience, and I am the same way. So, again, I appreciate you bearing with me, and we're going to make this the best podcast that it can be. A couple of other things just to announce. I have decided to make the format of this podcast inclusive of interviews. I am going to be doing a number of interviews. Originally, I thought it was just going to be more of a one-man show, but as much as I like to hear myself talk, I certainly enjoy listening to others talk as well. And I certainly have not cornered the market on ideas, although I know I have a lot of good ones, and I will be sharing those with you. I feel like we can learn a lot more by having other people on this show. And so I'm currently in the middle of creating a schedule of people that will be coming on the show that I can interview in the different areas that I'm going to be focusing on the Randy Wilburn Show. So again, I really hope and appreciate your patience with me as I continue to develop this. This is a work in progress, and I'm not afraid to tell you that I'm still not 100% certain that it's going to be this format. And, you know, we're going to go with it from there. And so even if it's just my friends listening, I appreciate you. If somebody else has found this podcast by accident, I hope you stick with me and listen, because I'm going to make it the best podcast that I can make. And certainly one of my goals is to, as always, encourage people, because that's one of my prime giftings is encouragement. And so I really want to be able to be uplifting with my message, with the information that I provide, and to make sure that, you know, you walk away from the podcast with a feeling of encouragement, with a feeling of hope, with a feeling that, you know what, there's really not much that you can't do. So I just really excited about that. I also want to totally acknowledge the number of ums in my podcast. I'm working on that, so please bear with me. A lot of times there it goes again. A lot of times we think about it after the fact, and certainly when I go in to edit the podcast, I'm always aware of all the ums and ahs and all that other stuff. So I want you to just bear with me as I work through that. I have reapplied and will be reapplying to Toastmasters in the very near future to refine those things. And just like with anything else that we do, speaking, even if you have a gift for speaking, it requires refinement. And I'm reminded of that just by virtue of what my wife is going through as she takes a Toastmasters program, and as she is going through it, and she's learning, or rather unlearning, some bad habits and learning some good habits when it comes to public speaking. That also translates here online on podcast, and it's very important to develop and refine your craft in every way, shape, or form. And so I'm going to be spending a fair amount of time in the coming months just fine-tuning my speaking, fine-tuning things that while it does come naturally for me, and you know, there you hear people say, oh, well, so-and-so is a natural, or such-and-such is a natural. Yeah, that's probably true or could be true, and while I have no fear of getting up in front of whether it's 5 or 5,000, the reality is that we still need to refine our craft. And, you know, there is something to be said for the statement, practice makes perfect. Everybody needs to practice. There's a great book out on Practicing Makes Perfect, and I'll have to get the title of that book and the author at some point in time on a later show, and I'll share that with you. But the book really talks about the benefits of working with teachers to help them refine their ability to be good teachers through repetition and through practice in terms of their ability to deliver the curriculum and so on. And that can actually be applied in a number of different areas in our lives. And so just like people go out and basketball players and soccer players and other professional athletes practice, you know, it's important for us to learn about practicing and for us to learn about the refinement in that process. And I know, you know, unless you're Allen Iverson, you know, practice should be important to you. And that's kind of an inside joke for any sports people out there that remember the interview that Allen Iverson had where he basically said practice, you know, he was upset with the reporters for asking about his lack of practice time. And his response was practice. Y'all are worried about practice. And I guess his whole idea was that I perform on the biggest stage that there is with regard to basketball, and I do it well all the time. I don't need practice. And, you know, I don't know that that's necessarily true. I believe that we can all get better. And even someone as great as Allen Iverson was on the basketball court, he could improve as well. So with that said, that's just something that I'm certainly going to be working on, and I'm just reminded of how important it is to move out to try to refine our skill set and abilities and not think that we have it all figured out or think that we've kind of reached a plateau where we can't get any better. We can always get better, and that's one of the things that I am going to be working on, and that my promise to you as the listener is that I'm going to constantly be improving my ability to relay information to you, to give you information that will be helpful as you move forward, whether you're just getting your house in order, getting your life in order, strategic life plan, if you're just working on your budget, encouraging you in that way, or, you know, working on getting your business started or helping to solve other people's problems, which is, you know, really essentially what a business is. A good business solves other people's problems. And so, you know, we'll be spending time talking about all of those things. And I'm really excited about that and also about what the future holds. The last thing I wanted to talk about briefly today is that I'm getting ready in a couple of weeks to go to a program called Podcast Movement in Dallas, Texas. And my friend Jared Easley is hosting that event along with a few of his other friends. It's part of his brain. He's part of the brainchild of this event. And if you are a podcaster, have ever thought about being a podcaster, Podcast Movement may be something for you to consider. If you just want to find out more about Podcast Movement, you can visit podcastmovement.com for more information about the event. I will try to post something on my website as well about it, but highly recommend that you check it out. This is a new medium that basically lowers the boundaries for anyone to reach out to their client base or just to an audience that they didn't normally have access to. I mean, just think of it. You can literally pull out your iPhone, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm recording this in a hotel room on my iPhone and record a message or something that you want to share. Doesn't necessarily have to be profound. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering, but it can basically be some solid information. And then record it and save it and upload it and put it on the internet in, you know, in very short fashion. And so I really want to encourage you if this is something that you've thought about in the past, to consider it, because you can make a difference in someone else's life, and you have a message that somebody else wants to hear, believe it or not. We are in a world of almost, 6 or 7 billion people. There's an audience for everybody. Everybody has a tribe of about 1,000 people that will find the information that they want to share very profound. And so I encourage you to start thinking about your tribe, start focusing on them, and figure out ways that you can reach out to them and affect change in their lives in a profound way. That's all I have for today. Again, I'm going to this week spend some time getting a couple of weeks under my belt with regard to podcast sessions, and I hope that you enjoy them. I will be talking more about just how this program is going to look, and also sharing with you a couple of tidbits. And each week I'm going to be providing some helpful information, and I'm working on scheduling my first interview for the Randy Wilburn Show. So stay tuned for more information on that and who I will be bringing on. In the next episode, I will give you the name of that individual and a little bit about them, and just share with you what we'll be talking about for episode that will be number 6. So again, this is episode number 4, and I really thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I know that there's a number of you out there subscribing to the Randy Wilburn Show. Trust me when I say this, bear with me. Just like a sitcom series or anything like that, it takes a little while to get the juices flowing. But, you know, I don't know if you remember, but Seinfeld kind of sucked the first few episodes, and it took a while for Seinfeld to really grow. It was funny, but it wasn't that funny. If you look at the original first season of Seinfeld, it's just okay. But when you get down into the middle or into, you know, I forget, what is it, season 7 or 8 or 9? I mean, it was amazing. And so just bear with me. Of course, I am not Jerry Seinfeld, nor do I play him. I'm just saying that give me a little bit of time, and I promise you an awesome, awesome show. You guys have a great day. Remember to continue to strive to do the best that you can be. And just do amazing things, and don't worry about what the what others are saying. Focus on you and do you the best way you know how. Love you guys. Have a great day, and thanks again for listening to the Randy Wilburn Show. This is episode number 4. Take care.